He's me, see? Said Ron. No, said Harry, I don't. I'll explain it back in my room. The smell's getting to me, said Ron. They climbed back down the ladder, which Ron returned to the ceiling, and rejoined Hermione, who was still sorting books. Once we've left, the ghoul's going to come and live down here in my room, said Ron. I think he's really looking forward to it. Well, it's hard to tell, because all he can do is moan and drool, but he nods a lot when you mention it. Anyway, he's going to be me with Spattergroit. Good, eh? Harry merely looked his confusion. It is, said Ron, clearly frustrated that Harry had not grasped the brilliance of the plan. Look, when we three don't turn up at Hogwarts again, everyone's going to think Hermione and I must be with you, right? Which means the Death Eaters will go straight for our families to see if they've got information on where you are. But hopefully it'll look like I've gone away with Mum and Dad. A lot of Muggleborns are talking about going into hiding at the moment, said Hermione. We can't hide my whole family. It'll look too fishy, and they can't all leave their jobs, said Ron. So we're going to put out the story that I'm seriously ill with Spattergroit, which is why I can't go back to school. If anyone comes calling to investigate, Mum or Dad can show them the ghoul in my bed, covered in pustules. Spattergroit's really contagious, so they're not going to want to go near him. It won't matter that he can't say anything either, because apparently you can't once the fungus has spread to your uvula. And your Mum and Dad are in on this plan? Asked Harry. Dad is. He helped Fred and George transform the ghoul. Mum, well, you've seen what she's like. She won't accept we're going till we've gone. There was silence in the room, broken only by gentle thuds as Hermione continued to throw books onto one pile or the other. Ron sat watching her, and Harry looked from one to the other, unable to say anything. The measures they had taken to protect their families made him realize, more than anything else could have done, that they really were going to come with him, and that they knew exactly how dangerous that would be. He wanted to tell them what that meant to him, but he simply could not find words important enough. Through the silence came the muffled sounds of Mrs. Weasley shouting from four floors below.
Ginny's probably left a speck of dust on a poxy napkin ring, said Ron. I don't know why the Delacours have got to come 2 days before the wedding. Fleur's sister's a bridesmaid. She needs to be here for the rehearsal, and she's too young to come on her own, said Hermione as she pored indecisively over Break with a Banshee.
Well, guests aren't going to help Mum's stress levels, said Ron.
What we really need to decide, said Hermione, tossing Defensive Magical Theory into the bin without a second glance and picking up An Appraisal of Magical Education in Europe, is where we're going after we leave here. I know you said you wanted to go to Godric's Hollow first, Harry, and I understand why, but, well, shouldn't we make the Horcruxes our priority?
If we knew where any of the Horcruxes were, I'd agree with you, said Harry, who did not believe that Hermione really understood his desire to return to Godric's Hollow. His parents' graves were only part of the attraction. He had a strong, though inexplicable, feeling that the place held answers for him. Perhaps it was simply because it was there that he had survived Voldemort's killing curse. Now that he was facing the challenge of repeating the feat, Harry was drawn to the place where it had happened, wanting to understand.
Don't you think there's a possibility that Voldemort's keeping a watch on Godric's Hollow? Hermione asked. He might expect you to go back and visit your parents' graves once you're free to go wherever you like.
This had not occurred to Harry. While he struggled to find a counter-argument, Ron spoke up, evidently following his own train of thought.
This RAB person, he said. You know, the one who stole the real locket. Hermione nodded. He said in his note he was going to destroy it, didn't he?